to you. But you know, when I got born again back down there several years ago, praise God, and I began to find out things in this Bible that I'm healed. Hallelujah. And even when I go to the doctor, I go to the doctor in faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe for the based on God's word. So you got to get it in you, God's word. You know, I don't care what it is. About your financial realm, I'm a testimony. But God, he'll do what he says he'll do in this Bible right here. If I do and stay in covenant with him, he's in covenant with us. And he don't break covenant. The Bible says that he will not break covenant and he will not alter the thing that has come out of his mouth. And this Bible right here is full of God's promises to me and you that he will do if we will rely, trust in, and take authority. A lot of God's people don't know you must take authority over some things. Just because it's done, already Jesus sealed it on the cross, we got to lay hold of it. We got to demand that it happens, not from God. The Bible says, ever since John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. It says, but the violent take it. I have took my healing. But God, I stand on it. My body's changing, but my mind don't. My body may change, but my confession stays the same. I don't care what my body says or people around me says. Healing belongs to me. He told the non-covenant woman, put that scripture up there in Mark. I believe it's Mark 15, whatever it is. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Now you can go read up on the story. She wasn't in covenant, but here he said, healing is my bread. Amen. Amen. I'm his child. Are you? Yep. Then healing is your bread. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you need to have that on the end. That. Just that. You know, you need more than that. But I'm healed in Jesus' name. Bless God, hallelujah. I was healed when I'd been cut open, open heart surgery, laying down there and went through that. My confession, my thinking was, I am the healed of God. And then my next thing was, I would say out of my mouth, because I believe it. If you believe the word of God, then you get it in your heart. See, God told Joshua, he said, take my word and meditate on it day and night. Now, I say that a lot about finances. And I mean, you need to have the scripture on finances. If you don't want to stay broke and busted and stuck with Social Security or disability or your 40-hour week, well, then you must take God's word and get up. Amen. Nobody can do it for you. That Jesus is personal. I mean, he came to you. He wasn't lost when he came and knocked on your heart. He knew exactly what he was doing. And then he brought you into covenant with him through Jesus. I mean, you need to plead the blood of Jesus. There's still power in the blood of Jesus. And you can still apply the blood of Jesus by faith. Hallelujah. I mean, I do it. I apply the blood of Jesus over y'all guys. And I see it work. Max shouldn't even be walking. But God, hallelujah. But he was already healed over 2,000 years ago. God can restore all that stuff in that leg. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's word is all the evidence that I need that you can walk total in divine health. That's all I need. If it wasn't, I would come to church or I'd go to the nursing home and I would be without God. I'd be without hope. Because there is a supernatural power working through God's word in those that'll put it in their heart. It'll put it in there. And then, I mean, I watched my wife. You've heard the story, but I watched my wife for 3 or 4 years sit on the couch and her life changed. I'm talking about like upside down. And I saw her take the word of God. I saw her put it on the refrigerator. I saw her make notes of healing scriptures. I saw her roll out on the back porch, pray God, and say it over herself every day, every day. Somebody say, every day. I called myself the head, not the tail, when I didn't have money to come to church. But God, and I wouldn't turn loose of that word based on what I was going through and what I felt defeated. It looked defeated. It looked impossible. It sounded impossible. But I knew the word of God where it says all things are possible to those that believe. Those that believe don't quit. If we're not standing in our own faith, we're going standing in His name. God told me the other day, and He was telling me the other day, He said, well, I can't jump out of the truck. I said, quit trying to be 30. Just stop trying to be 30, but don't change your confession. I'm just getting old. Mac, it ain't just caught up with you. Don't believe it. You've been redeemed from that. And you came out of what was supposed to come to you 8 years ago or however long you've been since you gave your heart to Jesus Christ. You was redeemed from your past. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are new and all things are of God. Yes. You was redeemed from the messes you made. You was redeemed from the life that you created without God and family. And God redeemed you and brought you in and restoring all of that. In the best is yet. I'm not just talking about Mac. That is our redemption story. Hallelujah. If Jesus can cause me and Doris, Teresa's mama, to have a good relationship, I'm telling you, He is a miracle working God. Is that true, Doris? He said, well, Stan, I should have done quit pastoring. If I went by what it looked like and felt like and sounded like and people acted like, I would have quit a long time ago. But yours and my faith is not in each other and it's not in people. It is in Jesus. Healing is your bread. He was telling her, it don't belong to you because you're not in covenant. Now he went on and her daughter was made whole because of her faith. He can't resist faith. I mean, God just cannot resist faith. And he says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard, do you know when you feel totally defeated? You know, I don't care what area it's in, and you pick up God's word and you say it out of your mouth, you are releasing faith. That's what faith does. If you wait, John, until you feel victorious, you might as well forget it. I'm just telling you right now. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith and have your family restored. Amen. Have your health restored. Have your finances come in. Have your emotions in check. Amen. See, people look at people of faith sometimes and they think they don't go through nothing. They think they don't have problems that they deal with every day. See, that's what deception is. Yeah. Satan deceiving, causing somebody to think somebody's got greater faith than the other. When the Bible levels the field of faith for everyone that believes. I confess, my feet's been burning for 20 years. Your feet? Yeah, see what I'm saying? It ain't bothered you a bit, has it? You don't lay there bothered a bit. Oh, brother Scotty, you didn't know nothing about it. And you shouldn't know nothing about it. If I believe that I'm healed, then they can burn for 30 years, and by God, they're going to quit sooner or later. Amen in Jesus' name. I don't confess over myself. There's no use. I say it every day. Thank you, Lord. My nasals, my I don't have any kind of, I'm not allergic to anything. I thank you, Lord, that I'm healed from the crown of my head. You got to have your confession lined up with your believing. Now, if you believe you ain't, you gon' confess it. You gonna tell everybody how you hurt all the time. You gonna tell everybody about your problems all the time. That is a sure indicator that you ain't entered into faith. Because faith calleth those things like God does as though they were already. Somebody told me one time, said, it's just hard to go to church there. And I'm like, what? I preached that Bible. What do you mean hard? What that means is they already think, I can't do it. They don't stay long enough to get to can. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. I can walk till I see my finances come. I can walk till this church is full of people filled with the hungry after God's will, with a vision after God to come in here and work together and spread the gospel. I'm going to wait on the Lord. He said, those that wait on the, when you're confessing the word of God because healing belongs to you, I mean, won't that be terrible if God's people gets to heaven and they could have received what God done and God says, I had you in Faithway Christian Center and heard that healing belongs to you. Why did you not go ahead and take hold of it? I don't care if it's weak knee joints, lower back pain, arthritis, bursitis, scratchitis. Let me come up with something else. They're doing it all the time. They're coming up with it all the time. I mean, all these names they got for this stuff. But one thing that I have used for over 30 years, when they come out with something or speak it out of my TV, I say everything that is named has to bow at the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I say it over myself. It's not coming nigh me. Teresa talks to the TV all the time. Shingles. They say something about shingles. In your 50 for shingles. She said, not coming to my house. Well, you don't have to say it, do you? No, you don't. Just let it come. If you're tired of victory, well, then just quit fighting. If you're tired of being blessed and your finances coming and your marriage gets straightened out and your kids getting straightened out, just go ahead and lay it down, lay the word down. Just don't fight no more and say, God, just your will be done, because that's what you'll say. People tell me all the time, well, if it's God's will, I'll be healed. They don't know God's will. Well, if it's God's will for me to have money more than enough, then God will just do it. They don't know what they're saying. God's already done it. Satan convinces them if God wants to heal me. And then Satan will tell you, John, you're useless. I'm just bearing witness with you. He's already told you that. You ain't going to make it. Things are not going to change. He's telling you you're lost. You said it. When the Bible says that you're a new creation, right? So now you've got to come back and shut him down and say, no, stop lying to me. I've put up with your lies long as I'm going to. I found out tonight that I am a new creation, which I knew. I just hadn't been walking in it. Get up and get in your house. Go get your Crisco or whatever you need to do and plead the blood of Jesus. I'm not just on you, John. I'm talking to all of us. We are not defeated. You may feel defeated. Your age may make you feel defeated. But you're only defeated if you surrender to defeat. Bless God. Hallelujah. Paul was stoned. Beat. Drug out of the city. Left for dead. And went back in there. Daniel thrown in the lion's den for serving Jesus. For serving God. And God sent an angel and stopped the angel. I heard about this lady was in a meeting with Kenneth Hagin back way back. He's dead and gone now, gone on the Lord. Raised up Keith Moore. If you really want some anointed word, I don't really like him. Nobody asked you to like him. Glean off the gift. Don't just go listen to all your YouTubers. Them prophesiers on there. Prophesying all the time to you. Switching channels when... No, find you some sound teaching and listen to preaching through the week. You come in here and get one sermon, two sermons a week. That's not enough eating spiritually in the world that we live in now. Find you some ministries that you believe in, that you have confidence in, that you can turn to and don't have to sit there and just guard and wonder if they're teaching you, and tune into them. Hallelujah. You got to fight. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of the things that has already been done. Give me the next scripture after that, something. He said here in Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words. Pay attention to my words. I mean, listen, it's not just, I caught it at church, John. He said, pay attention to my word. Incline your ears to my sayings. What sayings? I am redeemed. I am a king and priest unto God. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things. Those words. He said, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. That means you got to do something. See, it's not hard, Johnny. It's decisions. Once I make a decision, I'm not defeated. Holy Ghost confirms it. But God on the inside of me, He is the Spirit of truth. In times when I was going, I was under, John. I couldn't afford to buy a Pepsi Cola for my son coming to church. Don't tell me about financial trials. And I told God, Sandy, I said, Lord, let me just tell them down there. They would take up an offering. They would help me. Y'all would have. And the Lord would not allow me. He said, go preach prosperity. I had to come down here, Mac, when I felt like less than a man. I felt like Teresa would have been better off to marry somebody that didn't cause her to fail. See, all of that was trying to convince me to come off of this. Your leg. Whatever it is. I mean, he gets excited about people coming to church, and I've had the minute, boy, I mean, you know, and he does, and it helps them, and then they didn't come, and Satan tried to defeat him with it. Just that. And I would tell, well, man, you know, I'd try to help Mac, you know, praise the Lord. Well, now Mac, he's like, well, I'm not dealing with that no more. He finally got a hold and seen what it was trying to do to him, but he still has had believing they're coming to church. He's going to get them. I'm just going to do it in a different way. All we are is growing in the Word and wisdom. My sister sat back there when she come in. I didn't say nothing because you don't want to offend nobody or hurt their feelings. She come in, she like, smell perfume. I got to sit somewhere where there's no perfume because it'll make me start coughing, and I'll just cough and cough and cough, and if I have to get up. And I wanted to tell her then, but I thought, no, don't tell her. Not for long if you stay here. I wanted to tell her that. And then before you know it, you know, she'd come in, she'd cough a little, and then all of a sudden, you know, now I don't hear her saying that no more. She don't cough other than, she told us this, she don't cough other than I might go, she don't have him, God helped her and delivered her from smoking cigarettes. He's healed her body. She's going to have to buy her another steering wheel cover because her car's coming Friday. And she's on a fixed income. She's on a roll, baby. No, you know what she told me, Johnny? She said, when I entered over into faith, she said, when I entered over into faith, things begin to change. So if things are not changing, you might see if you are even in the faith. Paul said for me to examine myself to see if I'm in the faith or not. You know what keeps me in faith? After I get in there, faith comes by hearing. I read a lot of this stuff in the Word, heard from preachers, went to the Bible, and I thought, man, that's mine. I'm laying hold of that. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm the head, not the tail. I will lend and not borrow. I'm going to have that. Well, you know what, Monty, I can loan you some money today, but I'm not a bank. He didn't say I'd have to. He said I could if I want to, right? What I'm telling you is I laid hold of that, and when I couldn't even have the money to drive, I had to drive the church by faith that I didn't have the gas. It was blow empty for service after service after service. And God would say, I thought you believed me. I thought you believed me. And I'm like, man, this is hard. This is hard. God, why me? Why me, God? I preach for you. You could say it. I play the guitar. I do the bass. I go through all the boxes and go down there, Lord, and I go through the clothes and all of, none of that matters. He's pleased with us doing those things and serving Him and using our talents and gifts to edify one another and reach people and preach the gospel. He's pleased with all that. But I'm telling you, all of that's not going to get your money. It's not going to get your healing. It's not going to get your mind straightened out. You got to do it. The Bible says, put on the mind of Christ. Somebody asked me, what is the mind of Christ? I don't know. You can't put something on if you don't. I said, the Word. I said, He thinks like God. I said, we get the Word of God in there in spite of what we feel, see, or somebody says, or our background. See, I'm not living based on my life of poverty in my family. I broke that. I broke it in Jesus' name. I pleaded the blood of Jesus. I asked Him for wisdom out of the book of James. I was reading in there and it says, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask God. Let him ask. He said, but let him ask Him for not wavering. So when I ask God something and it's according to His Word, my son, he should not have made it. If it had been left up to Satan, bless God, and people that experienced stuff for their kids, and I'd bleed that and stood that way, I would have lost Travis. I believe it. But I told one guy, I said, I don't know what Bible you got, but my Bible don't say that. He said, they might go, but, you know, they're going to spread their wallow. The Bible says they might go away, but they'll come back. I said, I didn't read that in the King James. I don't know. It says, if I'll train him up in the way of the Lord, he will never depart. And I stand on that. I stood on that when he was partying. You hear me? I wasn't letting what it looked like in my son's life determine whether I was going to have victory as a father or not. Whether I raised him in the Lord and whether it worked or not. I put a demand on it. Not on him. If I'd have put a demand on him, I'd have lost him in relationship. I put a demand on the covenant that I have with God, done because I knew His Word. He said, if you will serve Him, He'll save your whole house. So all you got to do is serve Him. And then He'll teach you how to take dominion. Serving Him means 24/7. It's not just on Sunday and Wednesday. And God, it's okay when we're in a place where we're believing just to get our bills met. But God's going to take you to a place to where you're not even concerned about your bills. He'll bring you to a place to where you have more than enough. And then your desires won't be what they are when you have more than enough. So none of that will ever control you. I got money, it don't got me. Hallelujah. He says, let not them depart. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them. You got to go get in the Word to find it. He says, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Lay upon your bed, John, and ask Him, God, I want to know the truth about matters. And Lord, Holy Spirit, God, I ask Him, John. I laid in my bed at 28 years old, not knowing if that Bible was real, if it would work or nothing. All I knew, John, is I had been born again. And I didn't know, not near what I know now. And so I laid there night after night, and I would ask God about things. I would say, God, is prosperity real? God, is it real that I'm to have more than enough and all of that? And over the course of time, he convinced me. He did it. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. He told Satan that, but he was quoting what God told him in Deuteronomy. Jesus lived by the word of God, Nita, just like we did, that we do. He stripped himself of being God and walked a normal man, John, like me and you, by the power of the Holy Spirit that we have and the word of God that we have, and he was victorious. And we are too. He says, for they are life to those that find them, and health. Somebody say health. To all of their flesh. Your leg, Mac.
Yeah.
You got it? Right there.
My leg feels great.
The word is healing to all of our flesh. Guard it in your heart. Put it in there and guard it. Don't let nothing get it out. Don't let your leg, don't let my feet, don't let my nose, don't let none of that. Don't let old age. How many knows old age has been defeated by Jesus? Now, I don't try to act 30 anymore. I'm not stupid. But I have the same confession at 59 as I had at 30. And I didn't change from 30, and I'm not going to let 59 change me. Or 60, or 65, or 80. I'm going to 120 if I want to. Amen, in Jesus' name. I'm promised it in the Word of God. And I'm not going to live down here broke and feeble and weak, because according to Psalms 91, he gives me long life. Shall I give you and satisfy you with my salvation? So that tells me, Scotty, you can live long, satisfied lives. I believed the anointing for the 30s. I believe for the 40s. I believe for the 50s. I've been under the anointing in each season of my life. Give me another scripture, something else. This is where Jesus was walking with the disciples. And there was a fig tree that wasn't bearing no fruit. He went up to it to eat off of it. Jesus did. There wasn't no fruit on it. So Jesus cursed it. Jesus spoke to that fig tree and he cursed it. He said, from henceforth, no man shall eat fruit from you. He cursed it. They're standing there, nothing happened. 24 hours, the next day, I say 24 hours, the next day, they come and the disciples just happen to notice it and it's withered. And they told him, they said, Master, that fig tree's withered. And then he tells them right here, he says, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered unto him, said, have faith in God. For verily I say to you, that whosoever say to this leg, say to that broken relationship, whosoever shall say to broke, right? Discouragement, fear. He said, whosoever shall say unto that, you got to speak to that stuff. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. So if you want to say, I'm just going to be weak and sick and old and broke, that's why I don't go down to Jack's Mac and sit around with all of them. I went down with some, he said, come on over on Wednesday. Scott, knew him all my life. He said, we gather every Wednesday at the cafe over in Sneed. He said, we're the has-beens. He named their names. I got up and I said, I can't hang out with them because they believe they're the has-beens. I have been important. I have been strong. Whatever the case, they're the has-beens. And so I thought, that's the bunch I can't go hang around because I'm never going to be a has-been. I have been healed before. I have been strong before. I'm not going to be a has-been. I speak to my circumstances. I tell the Lord all the time, you know, me and Teresa, we're going to be so blessed when we leave here, praise God. Them heathen, they going to enjoy us being serving the Lord because we're going to leave it here for them. Right? Jesus comes, me and Teresa talking about it the other day. I said, well, them heathens can enjoy our house when we leave here. He's coming back. And he's coming back, John, after a strong John, a glorious church, a strong church, not a weak church, not a weak-minded church. The Bible says in one place, it says, let the weak say. He said, get the mighty men together. He said, get the men of war together. He said, beat your something into spears. Yeah. In other words, he's saying, get your weapons out. Get everybody together. He said, and let the weak say that I'm strong. John, you ought to go around from this point until you die saying, I am strong. I am victorious. I mean, say it in the morning. Eat it for breakfast. Say it at break time. Say it at noon. I mean, say it when you get the phone calls. That's what faith does. And then faith moves these things. They begin to move these things. These are things that are not according to the kingdom has to begin to line up at the voice of the word of the Lord that you're speaking. It's not your words. It's His words. It's not your power. It's His power. It's not your anointing. We just got taught that in Sunday school. About the anointing. Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord was on him because he had anointing. Man, you are anointed. The Spirit of God's in us. We are anointed. Mac, I went to a church and I wasn't going to preach. I wasn't going to tell a bunch of preachers there. Bunch of them. And I'd learned, Mac, that because preachers sometimes, boy, we fired up. And I mean, you just sense the anointing a little bit, boy. You feel like God wants you to move and say something and all that. But I was learning from the Bible that my gift was subject to me. In other words, I could sit in the church and everybody get slain the spirit and everybody preach and keep my mouth shut. I was learning that by the Lord. And so, they was about 8 or 9. And they said, we're going to give you 5 minutes. And the pastor, he said, I'm going to shut you down now if you don't. Somebody punched me, sat beside me, said, you can't contain yourself, can you? I said, yeah, according to the Word of God again. I said, I sure can. Well, what if God's moving on you? I said, He won't. Not like that. He's a God of order. Then I was learning, Johnny, that He saved the best to last. Jesus said it. And so they would say, who's going next? And I'd say, go ahead. I was wanting to go last because I'm going to see if that scripture's working. This church was full of old people. They probably wasn't 3 teenagers in the whole church, probably 150 or more. Old people, 70, 80, 90. And God gave me a scripture where Caleb was 80 years old. And they made it over to Canaan land. And he told God, he said, give me that mountain. God had told him 40 years earlier. God had promised him that. And he followed him forth through hell and high waters, through a bunch of griping Christians that didn't get to enter in, through hardship in the desert, dry time, having to wait on God, water out of a rock, telling Moses, you brought us out here to die. Them two right there, Anita, are example of us of staying in faith. Well, anyhow, I was the last one, you know, and he said to anybody else, and I just done my hand like that, and he said, you, he said, come up here and preach. And I thought, oh, no. He does say the best of last. Well, I read that scripture, got under anointing for a few minutes. That whole church was ready to go evangelize, Mac. I got under the anointing preaching that, and Satan threw the anointing. I didn't even know what I was doing. I'm just preaching that. I'm just preaching what I know out of the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. And this 94-year-old woman come up to me and she said, my God, son, I'm going to win them to Jesus. She said, I fell off. I thought I was washed up till tonight. She said, I got fired up. Your little preaching. I thought it wasn't me. Looking at you, I'd have had to have faith to believe you didn't even make it out there on the corner. But the Holy Spirit's what I'm telling you. He comes in, Mac. He convinces us. He convinced that little 94-year-old woman, but God, I'm not through winning souls to Jesus Christ. I left there and I thought, what a God I serve. Man, all them preachers give her testimonies. Then, God, you showed up. He said, I told you I saved the best to last. Well, I found out through reality that night that God can move in no matter how old you are, 60, 75, 8, 10, 20, 30, 90, 95, and He can move by His Spirit. And the Bible says He quickens the dead, calls those things that be not as though they were. And Abraham believed it. He staggered not concerning God's promise and said, he said, you're going to have a son. He was 100 years old and she was 90, John. We're young. And they staggered not. He considered God faithful. I consider Him faithful to heal you. I consider Him faithful to bring you out financially if you believe for it and make your heart up and mind and desire to have God's will. I believe He'll do it. I know He'll do it. He'll bring you out. He'll help you to discipline yourself and believe Him. Nita heard about Damien. That's why I asked her Sunday, how'd you get that car? She's got a car paid for, delivered, going to be delivered. I usually have to pay somebody to deliver something to me. Going to be delivered, no payments or anything Friday, John, and she's on a fixed income. I asked her, she was talking about, she got her steering wheel cover and hung it up several months ago, and I asked her, I said, where'd you get that? Where'd you hear that? She said, that boy over there got his. She said, talking about Damien, but he got one of them stretchy things, whatever, it wasn't steering wheel cover. So I guess it works on whatever, it's your faith anyways. But she's evidence. She's proof to me. She's walking healed. Hallelujah. I don't ever see her down there. It's terrible, ain't it? Get down on the floor. Can't breathe. Just make sure it ain't you eat too much. This little lady goes to a meeting. See, your flesh will get tired of hearing these stories. But your spirit don't get tired. Your spirit feeds off of what's said. And bless God, you'll lay sometimes and you'll remember that. And you'll be like, man, I thought it was just flesh. They were dragging on. I was ready to go. I was getting in a hurry. You realized it. And then you'll be like, man, that was God. That was God using that. I thought it was flesh. Hallelujah. She goes to that meeting. She's sitting there with ear things where she can hear. She can't hear good. She can't hear the preacher good. She can't hear. She got on them things in her ear and still can't hear. So she goes up there. And she tells that preacher man, he said, what you want? She tells him. She said, well, I want you to pray for me. God's going to heal me. I want to be able to hear the preaching of the Word of God. Told him the story. He laid hands on her, bless God, and she took those out and she could hear fine. He healed her ears. Well, she started off and she's on a cane. And he said, hey. She turned around and said, do you need anything else? She said, no, I'm good. He said, man, all she'd had to do is say, yeah, I want free of this cane. He said, this is what he said. He said, I learned that her faith stopped just with her ears. She could have had it all. Said, don't stop. Don't stop your faith. Keep your faith out there for everything that you're believing God. You're going to have to guard your heart with the Word. You're going to have to not let the world steal it. I mean, this AI junk, listen, don't let that computer and everything entertain your kids. Raise your kids. Train your kids the way they think. You know, just don't do it. Don't let them train them the way that the world wants. The Bible says, be not conformed, so we're not to let our kids be conformed. It'll train them the way they think. I went home with my pastor when I was 28 years old. I told him, I believe I'm called to preach, man. And so he called me up and he said, I want to know, is that Wednesday? He said, I want you to go home with me Sunday. And I said, for what? Well, just I want you to go home with me. So he takes me to the jail, but it didn't start. We couldn't be there like 10 or 11, something like that. Well, I noticed at home they had on Andy Griffin. And his kids had Nintendo Ataris. They had Ataris. And I heard them and I wish Dad would get us this and this. And he said, you're not getting all of that. But everybody in the church had the latest gaming and all of that stuff. But he decided he wasn't going to let the world. And that made a mark on me. I thought, bless God, you know, I feel emotionally I'd like to help them get one. But he sees that that's not good for them. You know, that's not good for them. So I took that over into my home. You know, I saw an example. And I thought, and it's way, 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 way worse now than it was when Travis was 8. I'm telling you, it is way worse. And so I took it over, and I attribute that to, he's a pretty sound-minded guy. He's a pretty solid guy. He has to fight his own. So don't let this world try. Chloe, don't let this world show you what relationships are about. Let Jesus, you pray over stuff and you ask him to help you. Don't let the world and what people do, Aubrey battles it, they do, you know, in school, different things, you know, tries to mold them. And all we're going to mold them with the Word. They're healed. I tell Aubrey that. I told her back not to. That's got to leave your neck in Jesus' name. You are healed. And you believe God for your healing. Told her about her birthday. My rainbow, Mama. I said, well, why don't me and you just believe God, that God's going to hold the rain off, baby, for your birthday party. I said, I believe God will for you, ask him. Okay, Papa. Told her again. I told her yesterday, I said, hey, I said, you better put on the brakes. Why, how come, Papa? I said, you're fixing to be 1-1. Big 11. I said, you better put on the brakes. Why are you saying that, Papa? Praise God. Hallelujah. But that mind, you know what? That made a mark, just me saying that. Just think how much deception does. And other things that come in the world to me and you on the TV. I don't really like to watch a lot of movies if they got a lot of sick folk in it, even though it turns out pretty good. I sat there all emotional. Oh, God, that's terrible, that's terrible. And then the movie's over and then I can't go to sleep. And I'm like, man, that's terrible. I wish I hadn't watched that. Got me all emotional. I don't like to get emotional. When it's in check, yeah. You know. So what I'm saying, give me another scripture. If I got anything, speak to that stuff. Jesus said here, that Isaiah 53, this is before Jesus come. It's talking about Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was on him. And with his stripes we what? Are healed. We are healed. No matter what, it runs in my family. It don't run in. We got royal blood. Amen. We walk in divine health according to the scripture. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. It belongs to you. It belongs to me. It belongs to you. It belongs to the church. I believe we're going to see the healing ministry of Jesus in this last day. I believe we're going to see it operate in a greater manner. But I'm not talking about just getting, you got to walk out sometimes the things that God speaks through the word to you. In the book of Acts, it said, and some were healed as they went. As they went, they were healed. I've walked out of a lot of stuff, but I've had to be determined, Johnny, that God's word is all the evidence I need, and make a quality decision. That's a quality decision. When you make a decision that you're blessed going in and out in the city and the field, and no matter what it looks like, somebody can say something to you, you'll be plumb broke and they'll never know it. You'll be like, I'm blessed. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out. And you'll have them thinking, ma'am, why don't you give me some of it? And you just ain't got it yet. Told a guy one time I was believing for something. Seen him about 3 or 4 weeks later or something. He said, have you got it yet? And I said, yeah, I got it. Well, where is it at? I said, it just ain't got to me yet. He said, well, when'd you get it then? I said, when I asked him for it. That's what Mark 11 says to do. He said, whenever you ask him, believe you receive it. Act like you already got it. Talk like you got it. People will want to see it. Well, you can't right now, but you can 2 days from now. Right? You had it before now. You ain't got it yet. You know it's coming. Your stirring wheel was your proof. You heard the testimony, raised your faith, you went and done it. You went and got it. It's the only reason I know you had faith. If you didn't believe it, by God, you wouldn't have it. You would not have a stirring wheel cover. And I believe you would not have that car. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you. That's a good word, ain't it?
Yeah.
I want to encourage you tomorrow, meditate on the word, on the thing that you need. I mean, meditate on it. Get it just like you're eating a meal. Pick it up, put it in your pocket. I used to put it on my rearview mirror because I felt so defeated. And I'd look up there and it'd say, I'm more than a conqueror. And I'd say, ooh, there I am. Right there, not how I feel. More than, now I don't need it on my mirror now. But God, I don't have to confess it over myself anymore. I know I'm more than a conqueror. It's done in here, and something tells me I'm not, I just guard my heart, and I just say, nah, not for me. I went around saying one time, speak to the hand, cause the ear's not listening. Get people mad, but that's the way it is. Praise God. Let's bow our head. Father, we just praise you. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight, Father God. We are the healed of God. I speak to arthritis. I speak to nerves. I speak to tendons in the name of Jesus. I speak to hearts and eyes and lungs and livers and necks and back. In the name and feet, in the name of Jesus, we curse everything that is not bearing fruit concerning the word of God. And we command it to die. You will not bear fruit any longer. You'll not bear fruit on our emotions or anything. In Jesus' name, we speak to it right now. We speak to death in the name of Jesus. We command it to loose and die in Jesus' name. And we receive it. We apply the blood of Jesus right now over our bodies. We thank you, Father God. We apply the blood, and we thank you, Father God, for the power that's in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, all of those that were lifted up to us, Father God, that is going and having problems physically, Father. We pronounce the blessing on them. Well, they are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for supernatural wisdom. Lord, if there are going to the doctors, Father God, that there will be an anointing on the doctor, Father God, that will have supernatural wisdom whether they realize it or not, God. Father, I thank you that signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord, there's an anointing for every age, Father, and we just walk in that anointing, God. And we thank you for the power of your heart. Holy Spirit and your word that's working mightily in us, Lord, quickening our mortal bodies. And we call those things that be not as though they were, just like you did, Father, because we believe that your word and your promises are in you, yes and amen. And we will have them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Is anybody here tonight you want prayer before we dismiss? All right.